Come on, what are you waiting for?
Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby, I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it...
Just give me Indie Rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low-burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full-body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Winnipeg, the Burt Block Party will be rocking downtown again this summer, August 13th to 16th, featuring headliners Colin James, The Beaches, Collective Soul, Killswitch Engage, and many more. The Burt Block Party is back, August 13th to 16th. On sale now at Ticketmaster. Check out the full lineup at burtblockparty.ca.
Looking for affordable t-shirts, hoodies, or other items for your group? Look no further than printedshirts.ca. From water bottles to travel mugs to backpacks, and from t-shirts to hoodies to team uniforms, printedshirts.ca has been meeting the needs of U of M student groups, clubs, and other organizations for over 20 years. Printedshirts.ca is Winnipeg's number one source for branded merch, whether it's just a dozen printed t-shirts or a large order of embroidered faculty hoodies. Their friendly and helpful staff consistently delivers quality product hassle-free, quickly, and at a great price. Visit printedshirts.ca to see the entire selection of products or stop by their showroom at 464 Hargrave Street in the Exchange for an in-person consultation about how printedshirts.ca can help out you and your group.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the armed forces, RCMP, and federal public service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
Woo! We got Noah the End Dog Mellow Stravage in the house.
In the flesh.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
Yo, yo, yo.
You boys are just coming from the Korean Pavilion.
Yeah. Yes, downstairs.
Excellent.
You know, we've
got some snacks with you there.
Yeah, there's very little remnants of, oh no, I'm going to butcher the name.
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
Is that what I see in
there? Yeah. What else did we get there? And you know, we got the... I can't...
Kimchi?
We didn't get any of that, but it was available.
Some jimbap.
Oh, yeah.
Jimbap. That's this one right here.
The sushi roll looking
and
then, one.
And japchae? Japchae, I think.
Hmm.
That's the noodles that are long.
Oh,
gone.
Those are good. Those
noodles,
I really
like. They were like clear noodles. Oh. Really good. And then some... Really great. Great performance. Wonderful.
Oh, cool. How long were you there for?
It was 45, 8:15 till we got out right before the show. This show.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's cool. Saw K-pop artists.
Mm-hmm.
Saw one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life, Brendan. I'm not even kidding. Your mind would have been blown.
And what might that have been?
So, these two ladies, I don't know if there's a spoiler for the show. It's still on for a while, so I won't describe it maybe too much.
No, I think
yeah, I guess you have to see it in person anyways.
Yeah.
It's drumming performance with these stand-up traditional drums. And they have three drums. These two ladies that dress the same. have three drums on either side of them. They're right, they're left, and behind them. About the height of, they're stand up sideways, about maybe about their head height, maybe a little lower.
Yeah, the drum was like kind of neck or chest height. Or, yeah. You know, kind of.
And they stood, and they each had that, and they stood in between these. And with sticks, they played these drums and played a choreographed, exactly the same, mirrored performance.
Wow.
And we're talking like we're talking like it got faster and faster and faster and faster.
Dance.
And they're dancing and they're clicking and they're doing all these things and they're jumping and everything is like you're looking in a mirror.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever seen anything so impressive, like, because I love drumming stuff too, like, so it's just super cool. Highly recommend it.
Was this an impromptu idea? Because I got your text. I saw it when I rolled up to campus.
Yeah, you know, I called Noah around like 6:30. I said we should check out if there's one, and then sure enough, there's one at 8:15.
Yeah, it was like last second for me to, like, I was just like, I thought it was a great idea. We didn't even know which cultural pavilion it was here.
We just knew there was one here, so we looked it up and we saw it was Korea, and we came down and fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, boys, yes. Would you mind putting your headphones on?
Yeah, what do we got here?
Something is not right tonight.
Okay.
I'm not hearing, are you hearing music?
No, like
the music is silent. It's not there.
There it is.
Okay. We got it now.
Oh, that's groovy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was all a cappella, that story I told there. Wow.
Well, it's more meaningful then.
It is, yes.
Second turntable.
Hello out there.
I think the needle's hooped, because when I put it on the record, it was dancing all over the place, and then I took this off here, so I don't want to bug Jared right now, but...
Oh, no.
Jared, if you're listening and there happens to be spare... spare needles here for turntable number two.
The one that it's like smoking right now.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
It's a large fire.
Anywho.
Oh yeah.
Because I brought some records.
So we still gonna be able to spin some of those? You got one.
But we got one, so the transitions aren't as
they won't be as smooth.
Know, yeah. We're known for our smooth transitions.
That's
here.
True.
This, that, and the third.
Yeah.
A smooth operator can make smooth operator can make it last.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's
Joe Strummer.
Yeah.
Cool it out.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Will Smith,
wow.
Men in Black.
Oh man, where'd you find that one?
Into the Music.
Oh yeah.
And yes, I know Will Smith Classic. Has been in the.
How does he
know,
do
he's
it?
He's been in the headlines and.
Well, oh.
I think there's sort of like that whole kind of like. Millennium, well, he had a record, I think it was Willennium.
Oh, man.
Or was it Will 2K?
Wicked, wicked, wow, wow, West.
Yeah.
Jim
that
West.
Era.
Desperado.
So good.
Rough Rider. Exactly. No, you don't want none.
Men in Black.
The shit's dope. No, undeniable.
I mean, you got to separate the artist.
What's the name of the...
from the art or what, you know? Like, he's he's done some questionable things on stage to people.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Big Willie style.
Oh, Miami?
Yeah.
Welcome to Miami. Miami.
It's kind of a silly song, I thought.
Of course it is.
I mean,
yeah.
Will, if you're listening, like, I wonder if, you know, a lot of, I think, random people do check out, you know, small town. And which is what we are, you know, we're small town radios.
That could be the kind of break that we could use.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Will, you know what, did you
Will
hear
Smith, he just takes us under his wing.
He's just
like,
listen,
I see potential here, boys.
Yeah, like we could blow this up, guys. Like we could be, this could be.
There's something special.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
do like
funny
another
and
Fresh
smart.
Prince reunion on 101.5.
That'd be awesome. Like what a grab, you know. Will Smith is doing this, that, and the third.
Yeah, man.
That would
Who's
be...
helping who?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like, at this point, exactly.
You're right. I'm kidding, Will. No. You're welcome here anytime you like. We'll debate you anytime.
And really, like, Chris Rock, if you want to come on here, we'll have you on here as well.
Oh, man. Both right? at the same time.
Well, we could score that.
The beef ends here.
The beef ends here.
Holy
on this,
shit.
That, and the third. Okay. If we can get this to 100,000 views.
Oh, yeah.
The world would
gentlemen.
Like it, though. That's what we need, right?
It is.
It's true.
Tehran and Washington next.
Who?
Like Iran and the U.S.?
Oh, sorry. I thought you, we'll I heard the, something else.
World peace.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it starts with Will and Chris Rock.
And it ends with just straight with world, Trump peace in the Middle East. It ends with, yes.
What's that's the, name that's of the leader goal. Of Iran right now? Oh, no. Look at our geography. Anyways, they'll make up, hopefully, in this yeah. world.
I feel distracted right now for some reason.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I think it's
I should take this hat off.
Things don't go smoothly like
for
this
sure.
needle thing. I feel distracted.
Well, what's the plan now? Are we going to do are we
well,
going to
we'll
do
use
have,
the computer.
We are for all right.
Yep, yep.
You know what I've also been wondering like just like some purchases I could make. Like it what's something I could spend some money on?
I'm going all over the place. Brendan's right.
Well, no,
I don't know. I mean,
because we're back on YouTube, there's going to be an ad that'll tell us
oh,
what to buy.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Ah, it was a YouTube
we
got
to stay
ad,
one
dude.
Step ahead of this guy.
He's so witty. He really yeah. is. It's unbelievable.
You know, I mean, I'm just calling
there
it.
There is some stuff, though. Like, I've said this before, but I like to listen back sometimes. And sometimes it's really hard to listen to this part of the show.
it's so scattered sometimes.
Sometimes it's funny.
Sometimes we're on it. We stick on kind of one
yeah.
kind of.
This can be okay if it's random.
It jumps a lot sometimes.
It's
like,
hit,
really
it's
jumps. Yeah.
Hit or miss, I should say. But there are times where Noah yes. will drop something and I just, it's totally kind of, well, could be that it's ignored or whatever. And I was like, that was kind of witty.
Oh, so many of those go
There's
over
a few
your head.
Of those.
He tries. It's
there
almost,
was one where
it's almost
Noah,
like he tries to do that, though.
Yeah, or a snarky comment. I remember when we had Jeremy here and we were talking about, I guess, because Jeremy's, you know, he's been a vegan for a long period of time.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And you referenced that Propaganda tune, track two, I think, or the end of track one on Less Talk, More Rock.
Yeah.
And Noah, there was like a comment about cueing that song right away, and Noah's like, I wish he was that quick. Which I didn't catch at the time. That would have been cool.
Just little digs.
Well, you know, I just, it's funny, right? Like, we're quick. All of us are quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I like that the silence after that. We're quick, you know, we're quick. And then we had, yeah, we had this like a full silence of none of us could think of anything to say.
It was more like a hopeful, like, I wish we were. I wish you were. It'd be better if you were.
So, we're gonna let's play some music. Have you heard the new No Pressure album?
No, I don't think I have.
This is good stuff.
No.
I think it's our brand of punk rock. I like all kinds of punk rock. I know you guys do as well.
Yeah.
But this is really paying homage to the Blink thing.
Yeah.
They're doing the Blink thing right.
Rare.
Not even nice. Blink has been doing the Blink thing
yeah,
right
exactly.
since 2003.
Well, yeah. So, you know? I'm excited to hear it.
Yep.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that's you just put a big pedestal there.
It's a lot of pressure, is right.
Yeah, setting the bar high.
So let me cue this up here.
You guys are clever.
You're
witty guys over here.
We're going to listen to maybe a couple tracks
along.
In a row when we're going to try and get our shit together here.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This, that,
and the third.
And we're back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town.
And it is the hottest damn radio show in town. That.
And the third.
Tonight's theme, extra smoking.
Extra smoking.
That really, I love that.
We've done smoking.
Yeah.
Tonight we're extra smoking.
Having a little extra smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
Some extra smoke coming off the ones and twos tonight.
Yeah.
The microphones.
Well, you know, it's
everything is
smoke coming out of our ears.
Right, our asses even.
Woo! It's a smoky episode.
That's right.
Yeah.
Extra spicy.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? Think of all this, all the foods that could be smoked flavored. I've had smoked cheese. There's smoked fish. I think I've had like smoky peanuts. And
smoky peanuts?
Smoked, oh, yeah.
Oven smoked peanuts?
Well, like barbecue flavor. There you go, stretchy.
What? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Barbecue,
but no, but there's unusual ones. There's like a smoked...
Noah, you've always been a big fan of liquid smoke. It's like basically like a little liquid container that tastes like smoke.
Liquid, cancerous.
You know of this?
Smoke tasting.
Well, you would bring that sometimes to restaurants. I've seen you bring that stuff to restaurants.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been like that, but I think
it was an unhealthy obsession.
I'm a little worried about it. I wonder if there's nitrates in those now. I now know that nitrates are really bad.
So, he was extra smoking back
dudes,
then.
I finagled with turntable 2 with the needle. We're going to see if this works.
Fandangle?
Here we go. Listen up, people. Stand up. Oh.
Oh.
Look at that.
That's good.
You know, they don't call him the handyman for no reason.
Sounds a little dubby.
Okay, that sounds like it's working.
Yeah, that's coming in nice.
Oh, sounds like Shaft.
Yeah.
Like a dude in a trench coat.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
You know what? What is this?
Ooh. Break it down. Oh. Yo, you're listening to this
M-I-L,
out of third.
M-I-L, mill, dirty, dirty.
Dirty, dirty mill, yo. Yeah.
The ill new joint from Philly's finest. It's not that new, though. It was new at one point. But
yeah.
This is a dollar
still goes
store.
Hard.
It's hit and miss. I get a kick out of buying stuff from the dollar bins and kind of once I throw it on being like, hey. What's this sound like? Most of the time, it's been pretty good. There was one thing, actually, though. This record, not so good.
No, what is it called?
Pimpin' Since 1982.
Riz.
And I don't want to,
Wow, so this person used the term Riz way before
good
the
point.
Kids were using Riz.
We might have to listen to some of that, and I don't want to, because I don't know much about where that came from, so for all I know, these people could be listening and not happy, and next thing you know,
could be a local group.
We're getting an atomic wedgie as we walk out of here.
I mean, let's be honest, okay?
The rhyming reminded me of, like, if you were like, no, if Noah was sharp and on point, ready for some rhyming, and it was like, Noah, can you do a bonehead rap?
Oh. It's a very interesting
and
scenario.
I don't think you need to worry about upsetting anyone. 1982, that's 44 years ago. So.
Well, I'm thinking that's when this dude was born.
That's like contrasting with like...
Yes. It's a great album, really.
Me being a bonehead and pretending...
No, I didn't say you were a bonehead.
Yeah, but I mean,
I said if you did a boneheaded rap. One of your best lines was that what was it? It's like I eat lots of meat to keep me strong, so I can bench 420 while I'm ripping the bong.
Oh yeah. That's
what I mean.
Yeah,
fire. Like Cottonmouth Kings-esque.
I have a couple of. I can do
little,
that.
A little cheesy.
No one's calling anyone a bonehead.
All right.
I mean, sometimes when you put your hat backwards, you get that persona. It's been a while since you've done that on here.
Well, you know, my head is an interesting thing.
It's where your hat goes.
And, you know, I got my hair isn't as good as your guys' hair.
You got a nice,
yeah.
But hey, when you get to our age, it's you know.
He was saying I'm going gray.
You know, we were walking and I noticed a big chunk on the right side of his hair is.
Oh yeah.
Quite a bit.
Join the club, man.
Yeah, I mean.
See, you're a little bit luckier, Kyle, because you got like kind of the natural blonde hair.
That doesn't mean it's not there; it just blends. If you look close enough, you know it's speckled into my beard, and
yeah,
so I don't have it much in my hair yet, and my hair's the longest I've ever had it. It's pretty wild.
For viewers, Kyle looks like Kevin Costner in the new. What is that? Yellowstone or something like that?
I have no idea.
He's apparently a really rugged-looking, grandpa-looking guy.
Oh, are you into right. that show, Yellowstone?
No, but I should be because I, you know, I like Landman and Tulsa King, and both of those were written by Taylor Sheridan.
You know, you should rock a cowboy hat.
Well, you know, I mean, time and place, you know. And,
I've seen you in a cowboy hat.
Well, that was, yeah, that Blink show.
Yeah,
that
Brent, yeah. Dude Ranch.
Dude Ranch.
Or no, yeah. it was a douche ranch.
Douche ranch? Enema, right, no. Enema douche.
Yeah, with the Enema ranch. There you
Enema
go.
Enema ranch. That was the one.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 What kind of drinks were they serving at this Korean pavilion?
They had some traditional liquor. We didn't partake. We're not much drinkers. But, you know, now that you mention it, we were in line. And the two people in front of us get this, like, Korean see-through can of blue lemonade. And it looks just fire. It looks so good.
I'm so thirsty for it.
Yeah, and I was like, what are those? And he's like, oh, it's a traditional Korean blue lemonade. And he's like, but those were the last two.
Ah!
But just...
We got to hear him sell it. Like, we sort of knew, because he was just like... And you guys are so lucky because these are like the last two. And it just, we knew how special they were. And, but it was like as if they sort of say that to everyone, maybe. And like,
yeah, maybe they did. They just didn't want to give up something.
Yeah.
We weren't worthy or something. No, it was, we were just unlucky.
So I got a Pepsi.
Yeah. I got a Poppy. Oh, we transitioning.
Yep.
That was smooth.
Some Def Jeff.
Oh, groovy.
Yeah.
Hey, ha, ho, oh, yo.
Oh, this, I saw the,
third. Yeah, that's the word. It's this, the, that, and the third.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, that's the word. You gotta listen up. It's this, that, and the third. Yeah, everybody knows that. That is the word. You gotta tune in right now. You gotta turn it up. Don't have a cow. You gotta listen. Listen to us. We got lots of things to say, man. We don't give a what? Oh, wow.
I saw the NoFX documentary yesterday.
Wow. I didn't know there was one, really.
Yeah.
Wow.
How is it?
Good. It was, it didn't really, like, cover anything. It was just, it's kind of interesting to gain a little insight into what these dudes are up to right now.
Yeah.
Definitely worth, I would say it was entertaining nonetheless. Like, regardless of what people think of Fat Mike, he's an entertaining dude.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean.
And he's a smart fella, but yeah, they showed a lot of gnarly stuff, like just this dude, like he's doing tons of rails throughout the movie.
There's footage
of him, like, basically, like, near death.
Whoa. Wait, Fat Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a... I mean, he lived that life, and
a
little too hard sometimes, I guess, you know?
Well, sometimes he addresses that in a couple songs, a couple sad songs.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he's...
Flips Iodine.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have that kind of personality and be that over the top with you know, without having some troubles.
Interesting. Yeah, like,
well,
I don't think he started doing drugs until he was like 30, like 31 or something, he said.
Wow.
It's a weird look to me, though, to be doing recreational
drugs like that,
you know, when you're pushing 60.
That's wild.
It's hard on the body, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure, hopefully he's eating healthy and doing other things good, you know? Because
right.
that's, if you're going to do that, you got to at least do other things. Otherwise, he's, yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But absolute legend, though. For sure. I remember seeing them at the Burke. You were at that one, right?
Well, I've seen them
when
there.
They came
you mean like the final?
I think that was the final one, yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, and I've seen them there, I think, before that even, at the Burt too, probably.
Yep.
And other places. Saw them at Warped Tour 2005?
Wow.
Or 2006. I was 17 or 18, so 2005, 2006 in Calgary. I went to Warped Tour.
How'd you get there?
My mom took me and my friend. We went and stayed with my auntie who lived in Calgary, and then me and my buddy went to Warped Tour.
So you would have been what, like 17?
I was 17 or 18. I don't think I wasn't 18. I was 17. Yeah, so it would have been 2005, Warped Tour.
Okay.
Did and you meet a girl there at the rock show?
No, I didn't meet a girl or fall in love with a girl at the rock show. But I saw, like, it was crazy. Like, NOFX, Less Than Jake, Rise Against, AFI, Alexis on Fire.
Classic.
Like there were so many. I'm probably missing, like, 10, 15 other bands that I saw.
Oh, yeah.
It was, because that was back when Warped Tour was real good.
Yeah.
Or it was right near the end.
Before things were getting, yeah.
They started to go a little more poppy, a little more, started to bring in different genres and stuff, which is fine if they want to do that, but I like the old, like, just all punk,
mm-hmm.
with, like, a little bit of maybe metal or whatever.
Yeah, although punk is a little genreless in a way.
Yeah, and it does evolve over time. And
like, it's, because it's an attitude.
It's what's, yeah. You know? It's true.
The definition of punk, we're going to sort it out on this episode. The parameters of the boundaries of what is and isn't punk.
It's good, yeah.
So I think that if you're doing something new, like, you know, we like the conventional punk sound. The distorted power chords, fast punk beat, but you know the shouting lyrics with the swear.
I think if you want to understand punk, you have to go back to the origins of punk and where it began.
Well, yeah, let's hear that. That sounds so easy.
You know, that's something that you definitely need to explore.
Please, can you guide us through that?
Okay, well, obviously,
have you heard of Link Ray?
I don't even know. You got us through it.
Rumble. Then. The very first song to be banned is lyricless.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
It's going to drive the kids crazy if they let them hear that. Yeah.
Really?
I'm
unaware of that.
I don't want to sound like a complete fool, but was that one of the first recorded instances of distorted electric guitar?
Yeah, that's ringing a bell to me. I think you're that's
okay.
Okay. Then that would be kind of the
birthplace. You know what, dude? If we played Rumble, you would recognize it.
If it's what the staple of, yeah, I'm sure I would, but I just can't picture. I was going to say picture it, but I can't hear it. Right now,
should we delight the viewers with history?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
the viewers, the viewer with your ears.
we'll keep the mics on as we listen away to Link Ray's Rumble.
This is the origins of, I guess, rock music.
Well, yeah,
punk.
This is a huge legacy within the punk rock.
Yeah, it's hard to say where it all began. Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the great instances of contributions of indigenous musicians to, because there's
Link Ray.
I think Link Ray is part Shawnee, I believe.
Oh,
or
cool.
Shawnee, yeah, I should say.
Okay.
Very dope.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hear punk. The punk music is playing.
That's not it yet. Oh, there's, I hear it.
Man.
There's a lot of things going on there.
This is one of those we just got to get through it, and we're going to try better next week.
Hey, this might be this might go down as one of our best episodes yet. Oh, yeah, I know this. Yeah.
A little B7 chord there.
What scale is that?
E minor pentatonic.
Is this a swung beat?
So what year was this?
I'm going to say 68.
50, like late 50s?
Oh. My 68's got to be that.
So this is before Marty went back in time and played the guitar for all the students?
Yeah, he didn't.
So that wasn't him. It wasn't
Chuck
him.
Berry, yeah.
I thought it was him.
Just think of this being like evil. Like, oh my God, what?
Oh, well, it just...
1958. It is,
the 50s.
It does just have kind of like a...
It's wild.
Like a vibe to it that is just like, because if you imagine listening to it, if you can imagine the time when it came out and kind of put yourself with the knowledge that we have of that time, this just sounds absolutely, like, dirty.
Yeah.
Strummer, like, Joe Strummer would have been a big fan of this.
I bet. Oh, this is actually reminding me a little bit of Midnight Jam.
Can you imagine how many people... How many people heard this?
Good point.
Imagine how many people heard this and it inspired them to do, you know, some sort of music. This must have been one of the most influential. Yeah.
This is sick. The reverb? Is that reverb? That
tremolo.
Did this guy get arrested or something? Did he
Link Wray, we should all know more about Link Wray.
Yeah, I wonder if they
I think like why they thought this needed to be banned.
Like, when was Elvis?
Oh, geez.
Because I remember that was a big, you know, people were saying, like, this is the devil's music.
Yeah.
You can't, like, Elvis, you know?
Yeah, that's wild stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Dude, there's a really good, it's on Crave, and I'm blanking. Who did King of the Hill?
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge, yes. It's it's called Tales from the Tour Bus or something.
Okay, yeah. And the cartoon?
Yeah, so the first season, yeah, basically it's like a video interview with these different musicians that they'll focus on, like Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
Like
made up musicians?
No, these are real
actual
musicians.
Waylon.
They'll just take the interviews and then animate them. So it looks like King of the Hill.
Oh, so interesting. These guys,
yeah, they'll tell stories about them and it's super entertaining.
That's very cool.
But yeah, so like to us listening to Elvis or something now, I don't think they do one on Elvis, but yeah. You know, it sounds pretty inoffensive, let's say.
It's very tame, yeah.
But I think, you know, in its time, it's crazy to think that these guys were...
Yeah, I think they were trying to, like, shut them down and stuff. Like, I remember, I saw the movie. It was a great movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but, like Law was trying to, like, arrest them and stuff for playing shows, I think, and, like, to doing things, I think. And, yeah,
it was
crazy.
What was his...
Like, they bleeped out Hound Dog. It's just like...
Yeah.
I know, he couldn't... About a beep.
Yeah. Just makes it sound so much worse. Yeah, you can really put anything in there now.
Oh man!
But today, yeah, ain't nothing but a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Now people
don't listen to that
on the radio. They're just like, yeah, we've been able to say. I remember growing up, you couldn't say like you could say damn and hell on the radio. Like in the evening.
Yeah.
When I was growing up.
That would be shocking.
It would be shocking to hear during the day.
Hey, so remember I was talking about this this record here?
Mm-hmm. Riz.
Riz, yeah.
Let's do
a listening party.
A listening party for this one.
Okay. He said he set the bar really high for the other one, and this one he set very low.
Oh yeah, no, this is the one.
I thought it didn't do it for me.
If I was good and witty. But doing a numbskull.
It didn't do it for Brendan. It kind of sounded like Noah.
But then... But I'm a numbskull pretending I'm witty.
Okay. 20 Productions. They ain't ready for it, man. They ain't ready for it.
Is it ready for it? They ain't ready for it.
Hype.
They ain't ready for it, man. They ain't ready for it.
Feel like I'm graduating.
That fire, homie, if they ready for it. The beat got me moving, moving. All the ladies in line, they grooving, grooving. Hey, I two-step, then I tip my hat. DJ, spin it while I rip the track. I bring it back, baby. Let me see you get crazy. I got the good
stuff. Oh, man, it's reminding me of an artist for sure. Like, almost exactly like an artist that I'm... It's a style.
It feels youthful.
This is mid-2000s. You know, Ying Yang Twins are like the biggest thing, and Lil Jon.
Right.
And like this is when did you say it came out? Did you say the year? Does it have the year? Oh, I'm guessing mid-2000s.
But they've been pimping since 1982.
I think that might be either when he was born. That makes more sense. And then this came out probably mid-2000s. This is like in the club, you know, and like you kind of got guys that are like gripping their waist, like they have guns, but they don't have guns because it's like Winnipeg. But they're just kind of like leaning back. Like,
this is like Jeremy back in one decade ago.
yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Time and place, you know? Like, I'm...
I say, like, that's, like, celebratory. Like, you have that on, like, a graduation party plan, you know? Because they ain't ready for it, the world, you know?
Yeah.
How awesome we are.
If I had a couple drinks and I was in Vegas and I heard that song, I'd be feeling it.
When are you heading back?
It's going to be a bit. I'm on the delivery grind again. So it's going to be probably September, October. November, December. But a couple months at least.
You've already been twice this year, haven't you?
Possibly. I believe so. Yes, I have been twice. Yeah.
When was the... because there was a time when you were like really documenting your stay there.
That was last year. That was last year. I did the World Series of Poker, and I played in a few events, so I kind of documented it, and that was awesome. I got a lot of love for that.
Yeah, no, that was that was actually something that I was looking forward to watching.
I want to do I've been doing more editing and stuff on Instagram and everything because I was doing that whole promotion for a buddy on there. But I want to get into like doing like I take all these trips to Vegas with my buddy or sometimes by myself, play poker and do fun things. I was like, I should start documenting it a little more. I don't know about that far.
You gotta get the little microphone.
Yeah, well, I need a microphone. And then you also get a little microphone. You put it on, clip it on your shirt, and then you can also get this like little like thing that holds your phone and keeps it nice and steady. And then that's all you need. It's literally all you need.
Okay.
And then you can film everything and flip it around and film you.
You ever see someone doing the influencing thing in public, though? It looks really awkward.
Yes. Yeah. And
You don't want to do that.
I'm too old. I don't know if it's just not something I grew up with, right? So it's not natural for me in public. Like, here is different, right? We're in a small place. But in public with a bunch of people, to pull up the phone and be like, what's up, gang? Like, you know, like, we're in Vegas and we're doing... But I liked when I did it last year because I had my headphones and I just kind of did like a quieter thing, just like a vlog, kind of just talking into there.
Yeah.
Not being loud and filming crazy things.
Fairly harmless.
Yeah.
Counting to a million.
Counting to a million. 100,000, Mr. Beast did. And then one of his followers just did it recently.
Oh, my God.
How long did that take?
I think it took him over a day. Over a day, that's for sure. It was over a day. It was like maybe 36 hours, I think, it took Mr. Beast or something like that. Maybe 48.
Wow.
He slept and stuff, too, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Took breaks.
But you just take breaks, but he would just continually go on.
With torture.
Yeah, it was pretty...
Well, I guess he got rich off it.
Well, among many other things, yeah.
I don't know much about that guy.
Even though he might be listening, I kind of think he might be evil.
We don't want to offend...
defend him.
He's very powerful.
He's got like the most followers of anybody, I think, on YouTube. It's like 400 million or 500 million or something.
What?
Crazy. Some crazy amount. And he's just makes these videos that have literally hundreds of millions
of
views.
What's with all these schemes where it's like you play some game and you're guaranteed to like these Mr. Beast games?
Yeah,
tell me about that.
That's what his videos are, kind of that. He's able to give people a bunch of money because he makes so much money off of his videos and sponsorships and everything else. So he just kind of reinvests it back into his videos and gives people, builds challenges for them, like says like, oh, you have to.
So he's taking advantage of people with no money.
It's like bum fights.
Kind of, but it's like more luxurious. It's like live in this mansion. The last one I just watched was like the person who lives in this mansion the longest gets to keep the mansion. And then, like, there was all these, like, other challenges. And they were in there for, like, 150 days or something until someone, they were all eliminated.
What in the world?
Yeah, and yeah, just crazy game show reality stuff, you know? Super addictive to watch and
manipulative to the people.
And possibly going to turn evil slowly over time.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's like sad. It's so cringy to watch. Oh my god.
Yeah, you're not a fan. Yeah.
I really think that's like a weird. It's like sad. It's like it's a part, bad part of humanity there.
It's like a game show.
It might not be that bad, but it sort of like represents how bad we can be, and it's like I can see that like we're gonna abuse each other right before this world ends, which is gonna be soon.
I think he builds a lot of water wells in Africa and stuff, too.
Let's do some research on it. I don't think he's so great.
he's most likely evil.
I bet you he's a dick. A real dick.
In real life, I'm sure he is, and I'm sure...
I got no time for Mr. Beast.
He's a very powerful person, and if we know anything about power, it makes people absolutely... For perfect, sure. Great people,
well,
uncorrupt.
They brag, and they do the best things ever, you know?
Exactly. Power does not corrupt. Absolutely, at all.
How do we recognize the power structures that we live in and challenge the?
Okay, it is 9:55, and you're bringing up.
Yeah, like the. Because aren't we going to build a better world? Like, if we don't, who will? Right. So, I think it starts off. Very first thing. Well, first of all, we got to listen to each other, and you guys seem to be ignoring me a little bit. So you can fix that right now, and that'll help.
We're all ears, man. This is Words of Wisdom Extended Edition or something.
But then we got to listen to. I notice. Listening to the show, it's there's our voices. That's right. We got to listen to our women more.
Yeah.
And we gotta stop the violence.
That. Wait, is this a? Are you doing the speech from the Onion movie?
Is this the CIA right at the door?
What's happening right now?
I think he's quoting a speech from the Onion movie, a deep, deep cut from the early 2000s.
That's right. Have you seen the Onion movie?
I actually haven't.
Oh.
You know what? It's worth seeing, I'd say. It's a funny movie. It's like a weird movie. But there's the key to solving world peace. And that is delivered by a guy who looks a lot like me.
He does look exactly
And then he
like
says,
Noel.
We gotta listen to our women more. And we gotta stop the violence. And everyone cheers, and then the CIA is just like, whoa, we heard that speech. Like, we never, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, and they bring him to, like, the highest leaders. And put him in between, and he's like, let's get this peace party started.
Yeah,
that's right. They smoke a bunch, and then it doesn't work. And
yeah, like at first
it worked.
Yeah, it's all peaceful and everyone's chilling, like the country's at war.
I forgot about this.
The Onion movie?
Yeah, I never saw it.
It's really, really good. I remember Devin showed it to us, and we watched it pretty religiously. It's...
Stop, players!
It's such a good movie. It's...
Oh, shucks, it looks like it's
time. Yeah, wow.
About that time. Alright, so maybe
let's do a recap.
Yeah, sure. It's all you.
Double smoked?
So it's this totally is
the
theme. A
joke. We got the double smoked donut.
What?
Is that what the theme of this? Smoking. Double
extra
smoking.
Extra smoking. This was an extra smoking. I think we got to come up with another name for this one.
Crashed and smoking. Crashed and... You know what? It was a bit of a... We were off course. Off par. Sorry, it's golfing today. Also, I just want to congratulate my my friends who got married on the weekend. So they know it's been a beautiful weekend, and I know that they might be listening. And
who's this?
This is to my friends Gabby and Ondeg.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
We're beautiful all wedding. Them, yeah. Happy life together. They are now merged in a composite being I like to call Gabdeg. So
Gabdeg.
They're going to continue life on like that.
Where was the wedding?
It was in a little place I like to call Emo. Emo, Ontario. Just outside Emo, Ontario in the powwow grounds of the Rainy River First Nations. Although we all slept in a camp that was called Ross's Camp. For like the party, they rode off into a boat and into the sunset.
I saw those photos.
Gabby was still in her wedding dress as they rode off. They're both in their wedding.
Epic. Wow, that's cool.
It was pretty amazing.
Was it just the two of them, or was someone driving the boat?
No, he was steering.
Oh wow!
On deck's a
paddling or motor?
No, it's a motorboat.
Okay,
he was motorboating.
Motorboating into the sunset.
Yeah, just riding away, motorboating.
Oh boy! Well, he was.
All right. Well,
that's a good note to end on.
Congratulations to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's been a slice, fellas.
Wow! It has on. It's sticky. That's sentimental to on deck. Saying it's been a slice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. On 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
Nothing upsets a pickle lover more than a dull, soggy pickle.
Creamy lather. Dreamy body.
All right now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Hey, don't change that channel. You're listening to UMFM 101.5. Stay tuned for more.